back to Thursday Thoughts. Today I'm going to talk about how we learn techniques, or let me phrase that, how we approach learning new techniques or advice that's given to us. This topic I was inspired by this topic by an experience that one of my athletes had. Went to a tournament, competed, afterwards got some critiques, information back from one of the judges, one of the referees. And when he came back and told me this, the information that referee told him on how to do a specific technique was the opposite. Everything was completely the opposite of how I would teach that technique or how I would instruct that technique. So we can talk about that later. But what prompted this is in Japanese martial arts, there's a concept called shuhari, right? And again, my discussion today is not geared towards the beginner or whatnot. This is towards more of an advanced student or somebody who's trying to become an elite athlete, right? The shuhari concept is first you learn, you copy, you listen to everything the instructor says. Then you go through a progression. As you begin to start to understand it, you question, you try to make it your own. And then finally you reach the third stage to where you kind of break free from the mold of your instructor and you make the technique, the kata, whatever, you're on, right? And this is from not just Japanese martial arts, but you see it through many different concepts within Japanese society and culture. But one thing I want to stress is that when we're learning techniques, when we're doing stuff, we always have to ask ourselves, is what I'm being told, right, the biomechanically correct way to accomplish this technique? What is the purpose behind this technique? Right, if we're going to do something, is this the best way that the body is designed to do this technique? And if it's not, you have to ask yourself why. Am I being taught this way because that's the way my sensei did it, or that's the way they copied their sensei doing it, right? And now we're potentially two or three generations past whatever point of origin of this technique or style or organization, and now we're just imitating what somebody else did. Well, maybe they're doing a technique because of a physical limitation or because of age, right? And if we're not basing the way we're doing technique on sound biomechanical principles and biomechanical concepts, then we have a problem. And this is where being an elite athlete, an elite karate athlete, or even trying to take just, if you're not a karate athlete, you just want to take your karate to the next level. This is why this self-analysis and self-critique is so important. So going back into my very first Thursday Thoughts when I talked about free your mind, right? This is where free your mind is important, right? Understand what is the concepts behind what I'm trying to do. Is the technique, the way it's being taught to me, going to help me accomplish that? Is it the most efficient or effective way to do the technique, right? Even with my own athletes, I often challenge them to don't just take what I say at face value, right? Practice it, study it. Does it work, right? Because A, somebody may have a physical limitation that another person doesn't, right? They may have a joint issue or a mobility issue that maybe the technique, the way I'm describing it, won't work for them, and we need to find a different way to do that technique. So this is just my thoughts, right? A, understand what the technique itself. B, biomechanically, is the way it's being taught the most effective way to do that technique or the most efficient way to do that technique? Okay? And lastly, free your mind. So get out there and train.